Will you turn with me to the first epistle of Corinthians, the third chapter? The third chapter in Corinthians is very sober words that we read this morning, and very serious thought needs to be given to it. I want to begin reading at the verse 9. And the emphasis on these scriptures, and then comment. In verse 9 we find, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." And I want to stop the reading right here for the moment. The theme or the subject is becoming an expert builder. And what kind of builder are we? Each one of us have to understand and come to some assessment. A sloppy, finish quickly, don't worry about the long term, or the kind who likes to build a structure that will endure. You know, Paul started out in the beginning of, at the end of chapter 2, saying you have the mind of Christ. But not all Christians understand it in the same way. There are differences in the theme of this book of Corinthians, this epistle to Corinthians. If you just, from a broad perspective, analyze it, is immaturity and carnality, and a worldview that is either overly rule-oriented or overly sin-oriented. If you look at what goes on and all the correction that Paul does in this church, they were blessed. The Holy Spirit was working, but they were babes in Christ. He said earlier, he says, "I cannot feed you with the meat. I had to treat you as babes. I fed you with the milk." And so it is. We have to, when babies are born, they obviously can't have strong food, solid food. They just nourish on the milk, but you can't stay on the milk. And the Lord says, you know, helps us to grow. The Word of God continually encourages us to grow, to mature in the Lord, to put on all those characteristics that the Word of God talks about. And immaturity in this church was a breeding ground of all the problems. If you don't grow in knowledge and faith, then you fill in the blanks with what? With your own carnality. And that's what led to the divisions that racked this church in Corinth and affects the churches today, is immaturity. Lord, help us to grow. Help us to understand that we are to mature in the Lord. Help us to understand to seek for those things that are above, as we have preached in recent weeks. Help us, Lord, to embrace the truths that are in Christ Jesus. And I feel the emphasis on, we're all building, In Hebrew, Paul writes, or the writer writes, he says, every house is built by some man. What's he talking about? Every spiritual house, every spiritual house is built by some man. It just didn't happen. You're building your spiritual house. When you first come in contact with the Lord, when the Holy Spirit begins to touch you, whether it was in a prayer meeting or you were in your room or you're listening to a song, or the Lord just comes to your mind, when he begins to touch you, you started your spiritual building. And Paul says the foundation is perfect. The foundation is Jesus Christ. He writes, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The foundation is perfect. The foundation is true. But what kind of building are you and I building? That's what the Holy Spirit is impressing on me this morning. What kind of spiritual building are we building? What things are we applying that in this building? And he says, gold, silver. Let me read that. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Let's take gold, silver, and precious stones. How are they affected by the fire? Not so much. They're not touched. Maybe refined a bit. But wood, hay, and stubble, they're consumed. They're burned up. When the fire touches them, they're gone. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. How is your building going? How is it growing? Is it moving fast? Sometimes I wonder, you see these, isn't there just a lot of construction projects on the highways and in the roads today? It seems like everywhere you go, they're tearing a road apart, they're adding on, they're modifying, whatever the case. And how many times I've commented as we're driving, I see all the cones and I see the barricades, but I don't see anybody working. You know, they're out there. It just continues. It seems like it takes forever. And I wonder if the Lord looks at our spiritual progress sometimes and says, I see the cones and the barricades, but where's the finish? Is it the product isn't growing? And I say, Lord, help us. And I say that for myself. Lord, I've got to work on my spiritual building. I've got to work on it and do the things that you call me to do. Praise God. But the wood, the hay, the stubble are the things that, what are those things? What are those things that cause us to, not have a building that's going to endure? Because every man's work is going to be tried by fire. Our work is going to be judged at the end of our life. I can't impress upon you enough that, Brother Ron, I thought we're not going to go through the judgment because we're saved. And that's true. We're not going through the great white throne judgment, but we're all going to be standing at the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to be judged on how we did with the gifts that God gave us and how we performed and how we used them. And he says, some are going to be burned up, but they're not going to lose their salvation. Now, I don't want to get in all that, but we are going to go through judgment. God is going to hold us accountable. What did you do with the gifts I gave you? What did you do with the Word of God? What did you do in your life? How did you act? How did you behave? How did you treat others? How did you handle your pride and your thoughts and this and that and the other? How did you do? And we're going to stand. And that's why in one of the epistles, he says, not be ashamed at his coming. He's talking about, I could have been in church more. I could have attended the prayer meetings. I could have done this and I could have done that, but I didn't do it. Because I didn't apply myself. I didn't dig in. I didn't I didn't seek those things thereby. I let my carnality get a hold of me, and I kind of tried to excuse that everything's going to be all right. Brother and sister, these are sober words this morning. How is your building coming? Is it building it with gold and silver and precious stones? Are you handling the word of God? Are you just treating others? Are you taking care of the needs? Are you sensitive to the people? Are you praying? Are you encouraging? Are you reading the word and studying the word? Are you letting it, as we preach one night, grow, let it, the word, dwell in you richly? Are those things happening? If we don't grow, then the attitudes of the flesh continue to control us. And I believe some Christians are oblivious to this. Well, I love the Lord, and I took the water baptism, or I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for what he's done, and it's as far as it goes. Lord, help us to look beyond the basic elementary stages. The Lord's saying you gotta grow, you gotta get past the you gotta get into spiritual high school and the spiritual college. And apply yourself to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. How are you building this morning? How are you building? You read in this epistle the carnality and immaturity of this church. There were divisions. One said, I'm for Apollos, I'm for Paul, I'm for Cephas. And he corrects them. He says, no, we're just all servants. We're all just working on the edifice, the church building, spiritually talking. But each one of us have our own spiritual house that we're building, praise God. By his grace and strength and by our application, Lord, help us to be serious about our spiritual condition. It's not just about going to church two or three times a week or giving, money to the church. It goes well beyond that. It's the attitudes and our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said something in Luke. He says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? And I thought that about that many times in the past. What a statement to make. Will he find faith on the earth? Because he also said, some will say on that day, but Lord, didn't we cast out devils in your name? And didn't we heal the sick in your name? And didn't we do this in your name? And didn't we do that in your name? And he's going to say, I never knew you. How do you reconcile it all together? That's saying that somehow along the way, we got complacent. Somehow along the way, we stopped pursuing the spiritual pattern. Paul writes in Romans, a passage that I know are so familiar with, but he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that they are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. What are we minding? The things of the flesh or the things of the Spirit? The Lord is just talking to us this morning in a way to say, church, come on, I want you to grow. I want you to understand you're building a spiritual edifice, that and every man's work is going to be tested by fire. You know, I heard the expression all my life, sometimes by disgruntled Christians. Well, it seemed like nothing ever happens, and they always get away with it. They're, no matter what they do, it's not a problem. Judging other Christians. And let me tell you, no one gets away with anything. We're all held accountable. The problem with us is we want to see justice right now. Well, he sinned. He needs to pay for it right now. No, God says, let me take care of it. I know what he did. And it's so easy to see the problems of other people and our own problems. Me first. I'll say me first. It's hard to see my own problems. We have this facade sometimes that we're all okay and everything's just great. And that has to do with our spiritual relationship. If we're speaking to the Lord in sincerity, if we're coming to him during the day or at night, whenever we spend time in prayer, and saying, Lord, search me, like the psalmist says, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. If we're sincerely praying that prayer, then the Holy Spirit is going to talk to you. The Holy Spirit, in a sweet way, is going to say, well, Ron, here's the issue. I'm not going to say it like that, but I'm just, you know, I'm just, for the moment, here's the issue. You need to work on this. You need to stop this. And you know what when he talks to you, it's not like it's a surprise. You probably already sensed it when it happened because of the Holy Spirit that is around you and the Holy Spirit that is in you. He's the truth teller. And when something is awry, the Holy Spirit just, he witnesses to us. He witnesses to us. And Paul is saying here, every man's work is going to be tried by fire. The judgment seat of Christ, if nothing else. We're going to not go through this life unscathed. There's going to be tests. There's going to be issues. And we're going to have to stand on our faith, whatever that faith is. And we're going to be held accountable. Well, you profess, but do you believe? Brother Dino, our late brother Dino, had an expression that just always stuck with me. He said, you know, it's going to find out what kind of pasta you're made out of. Yeah. You know? And I've said this many times, that it's the linguine that just lays in the plate. And you can't do anything with it. It just rolls around. And the rigatoni. And you can stand that rigatoni in the pasta sauce and it'll stand up. You know that? Try it sometime, it'll stand up. But you get that linguine, nothing, it just lays there. And that's what he was saying in a spiritual way. What kind of pasta, how is your spiritual building? Is it growing? Is it built out of gold, silver, precious stones? The things that are important, the time you spend in your relationship with the Lord, the time you spend in prayer, the time you spend in reading the word, the time you spend in asking the Lord to encourage you and give you those graces and those characteristics and strengths that we find in his word. Put on, he says, put on this and put on that. Lord, help us this morning that we put on those things, praise God, that bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, praise the Lord. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Young people, that word applies to you too. You're starting your spiritual building, your spiritual experience with the Lord. Don't minimize it. Don't make it not important. Because all that counts is your relationship with Jesus Christ. When all is said and done, all the accomplishments, all the accolades, you know, that you get here, all the recognition, all the things that you accomplish, that's wonderful, great things. But the only thing that really counts is that relationship with Jesus Christ and how your soul fares. Because your work is going to be tested. The enemy is going to come after you too. And he is going to try to drag you down, try and pull you away from Christ. And that's what was plaguing this church. They were immature. They were still babes in the Lord. They were still drinking the milk, the spiritual milk. And God says you got to get to the stronger foods. You got to mature. You got to become stronger in the Lord. Praise God, Lord. Help us to apply those things, not to have a superficial kind of salvation. Well, I'm good. I go to church, everything. I love the Lord, and that's all good. That's fine. But go beyond that. Go, what does the Word say? What does the Scriptures tell us? What kind of building are you building this morning? Is it one that will endure the fire? One that will stand the heat? Because it will surely come. And one day we're going to have to give an account to Jesus Christ. One day we're going to have to own up. I know this is not a popular message. Wait a minute. I thought everything was good and we serve the Lord and everything. It is good. But there's an accountability that Jesus, that God has for us. Accountability with the gifts he's given us. What kind of gifts? The things that God blessed us with, whether it's a physical talent or a spiritual talent, those things all God uses for his kingdom. I pray the Lord strengthen us. How do I become a better builder? How do I become stronger in the Lord? And I say, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to go continue to look to you. Help us to construct a spiritual edifice that will bring glory and honor to your name. And it's every one of us is an individual. It's different. We apply ourselves to the Word of God. We stand on the Word of God and say, Lord, let this Word do a work in me. Let it abound in me, praise God, that I can be used for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. I'm going to close. Brother, sister, would you come forward this morning? If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see, his church is so precious to him. In this last two verses, he says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. He's not talking about individuals. He's talking about the church body, temple. In the Greek, if you look at it, it's not the main course of the temple, but it's where the Holy of Holy resides. It's where the presence of the Lord is. Know you not, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. You, church, we are the temple of God. And He loves His church and protects His church. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. If you cause harm to the body of Christ, if you cause division, if you cause hurt, that's what the word is saying to me. Be careful. This is God's temple. This is God's house. God says, I paid a heavy price for this house. I'm not talking physical, I'm talking spiritual. I gave my son. My son died and shed his blood for this temple. Which temple you are. Lord, help us this morning that we take these words to heart. We understand the impact we have. We're not just attending the Evangelical Full Gospel Assembly. That may be the name on the church. That's not it. We're members of the body of Christ, the temple of the living God. It's not the organization name. It's the body of Christ. And that body God loves and protects. And God's saying, don't do any harm to my temple. Don't bring divisions. Don't bring erroneous doctrines. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. We're building. How's your building going? I ask you, how is your building going? Lord, help us to build. Help us to let it rise to you. Let it be with the precious things of God. Gold and silver, precious stones, in a spiritual sense. May the Lord help us and strengthen us to be the builders He wants us to be. You know, as I think about it, we have several brothers in this congregation that are familiar with construction, familiar with maintenance, engineering. And as I think I know these brothers, they would never use an inferior product or an inferior practice in their work, their physical work, in the world. If anything, they would go beyond code. They would make it the best. I think that's the kind of men and brethren these folks are. Shouldn't we do the same in our spiritual efforts? Lord, we know what you want. We know what your word says. Sometimes we don't apply ourselves as we should. But help us, Lord. Help us to apply our hearts. Help us to grow spiritually, not to stay as babes. You can't stay on milk all your life. You won't grow. You'll lose out. That's what the Word of God is telling us. You're building a spiritual building. What kind of construction is it? And my church, my temple is precious. Don't harm it. Lord, would you help us this morning to apply ourselves to wisdom? May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?